knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his.
Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that love is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Jack? Jack? What do you think?
Not bad.
Really? You think maybe it should be just a little bit shorter?
Yeah.
Think so?
I like it up around chin level up here.
Jack! Would you stand up for a second?
What for?
Just stand up, please.
What?
Thanks.
No, Janet, come on. I hate this.
Oh, it'll only take a moment. It's not so bad.
Oh, God.
Just let me get a look at it,
so
please.
So embarrassing.
Oh, please. Come on. Could you lift it up just a little bit? Right there. Yeah, keep it right there. Let me get some pins.
Let me keep it right there.
Don't move!
Janet!
Come in!
Janet, can I speak to you for a second?
So, you've decided to go all the way.
Look, Mr. Furley, Janet...
Now, I always pictured you in a hoop skirt. Hides those unsightly bulges.
Mr. Furley, Janet...
Hi, Mr. Furley.
Oh, hi, Janet. Listen, before you dress Cinderella for the ball here, what do you want me for?
Oh, we need something fixed.
Well, I can fix a lot of things, but I'm no miracle worker.
It's the bathtub drain that needs fixing, Mr. Furley. It's all clogged up.
You dragged me away from the Brady Bunch just for that?
But we can't take a bath.
You're clean enough.
Mr. Furley.
In other words, you want me to go all the way downstairs, find my plunger, then come all the way upstairs, then probably sprain my back while I'm plunging, just so I can unclog your drain so you can take a bath.
By George, I think he's got it.
Damn.
Gee, hi.
I suppose you want to take a bath, too.
Never mind.
Next time.
Wait till you hear the great news.
What?
Dr. Benson's going to Europe.
Did you hear that, Janet? Dr. Benson's going to Europe? Dr. Benson's... Who's Dr. Benson?
He's a doctor at the hospital.
Well, he's going a long way to make a house call, isn't he?
Jack, I'm serious. He's going for 2 years and we can sublet his house in Laguna.
Uh-huh.
Hey, in case you haven't noticed, we've already got a place to live.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, Dr. Benson's house only has 3 bedrooms, ocean view, huge backyard, gourmet kitchen, hot tub.
Hot tub? Did you hear that, Janet? A hot tub.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Now, how much would all this cost us?
The same rent that we're paying now.
The same rent?
That's wonderful. I have always wanted to have a really big yard. Jack, did you hear that? You are going to be cooking in a gourmet kitchen.
And in a hot tub, too. Can you believe it?
And we're going to move in. We can move in this weekend.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's start packing, ladies.
No, wait. The first thing we've got to do is tell Furley. I mean, he'll probably get real upset.
Are you kidding? As soon as we move out, he can raise the rent. The man will be thrilled.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm so thrilled. Oh, Terry, we owe this all to you.
Oh, thank you, Terry. Thank you, Terry.
Okay. No, thank her enough.
It's a big house. Thank you.
I want to hear about the backyard.
Oh, it's a really big yard with a lot of trees.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Ooh. I won't have to take Janet for a walk anymore. I can just let her run.
How would you like a piranha in your hot tub?
You can't follow the Brady Bunch when you miss the beginning. So I may as well unclog your drain.
Well, good, Mr. Furley, because the new tenants will appreciate that.
I'm sure they will.
Huh? That's right, Mr. Furley. You are finally going to get rid of us. We're going to move.
Move?
Yeah. Terry found a wonderful house overlooking the ocean.
It's too good a deal to pass up.
Move?
You're not upset, are you?
Heck no.
Me? You kidding? Tenants come, tenants go. Okay, Sarah, Sarah. Besides, with you gone, I won't be up here all the time fixing things. I have a lot more free time to myself.
Mr. Furley, did you say something?
Oh, no, I just hiccuped.
We can go there right now.
Well, let's go check out Hot Talk.
Hot Talk.
Hey, Jacko, open up.
Yeah, be right with you, Lair.
Wait till he hears the news. I hope he doesn't take it too hard.
Hey, Larry.
Hey.
Come on in. How you doing, pal?
Great, especially after last night. I had a date with this gorgeous teacher, Sarah Webb.
Sarah Webb? She's not a teacher.
Oh, Jack, you're wrong. She taught me so much.
I gotta tell you something.
Yeah?
We're moving.
Talk about moving. Sarah has more
Larry.
Moves.
Larry! Just stop thinking about girls for 1 minute. Did you hear what Jack said? We are gonna move out.
You are?
We are going to be living in the most incredible house overlooking the ocean.
What happens? Somebody die and leave you a fortune?
No. We're going to pay the exact same rent we're paying right here.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, sounds like you got a great deal.
Don't you have anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah. Can I borrow some coffee?
Help yourself.
Thanks, pal.
Well, Jack, you sure were right. He really took it hard.
Yeah, for a minute there, I thought he was going to break down and yawn.
All right, forget it.
Okay,
yeah, let's just forget it and go see the new house.
Let's go see it.
You want to?
Hot topper!
Oh, you are good!
Coffee. Ah, here it is, my favorite brand. Caffeine-free. The party's over. Time to...
Well, I fixed it.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi.
Where is everybody?
I guess they went to look at their new house.
Oh. Mind if I have some of that?
Help yourself.
Thanks.
So, what do you think about Jack and the girls leaving?
It doesn't bother me. How about yourself? You gonna miss them?
Miss who?
Miss who? That's a good one. Who needs them?
Yeah, that's what I say. Who needs them?
You know what I really like about Jack?
What?
Everything.
Me too. What a guy. And what a great sense of humor.
Yeah. Every time he sees me, he starts laughing.
You know what?
Sure.
What?
What you were just saying.
What was that?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Look, you know the difference between Jack and everybody else I know?
What?
He likes me.
You're a kid. And the other two,
Tanit and Jerry.
Jerry. Wonderful girls.
The best.
Cream of the crop.
Soul of the earth.
Fruit of the loom. I'm losing them.
I'm losing the only friends I ever had.
You got me?
Oh, God.
There, there, Ralphie. There, there. Easy, big fellow.
I'm sorry, Larry. I'm not behaving very manly. I'm so ashamed. Oh, Larry, if I could be strong like you. Larry? Larry?
I can't help it. I've lost the only friend I ever had.
How can they do this to us?
I don't know.
We gotta teach them a lesson.
Right. What are we gonna do?
Three simple words.
Burn their house?
No. Divide and conquer.
Chop them up into little pieces?
No. But when we get through with them, they'll wish they never left this place. Right?
Right.
You're not gonna take that piece of junk, are you?
Of course I am. This was a gift from a very dear friend.
Who?
You.
Be careful with it, will you?
Okay. Hey, guys. What's wrong with Mr. Furley?
Why?
I mean, he just walked right past me without even saying a word.
Well, maybe he was late for the Brady Bunch.
No, we haven't been very fair about this. I mean, we didn't even give Furley any notice.
Yeah, you're right.
And we didn't bother to try to find somebody to take our place.
Hold it. I know someone who's been trying to find a place close to the beach. I'm going to make a call.
Oh, thanks, Terry.
Ooh, where's that number?
Hey, Jack, you want me to give you a hand?
Hmm? Hmm?
Oh, no. You're going to put too much stuff in that box.
Janet, who's doing this packing, me or you?
Just trying to help.
You want to help? Tear off a strip of that tape.
Okay, but you got too much stuff in that box,
Janet,
Jack.
Just
I'm telling
tear
you,
some tape. That's enough.
Rules of packing. Do not overpack.
Janet, you know how many times I have moved in my life?
I know, but
I am a mover, okay?
You had too much stuff in that box.
Tear off another piece of that tape.
What for?
To paste over your mouth. I don't want to hear another word.
It's all set. Now we don't have to worry about Furley. Now I'm gonna go clean out the medicine cabinet.
Thanks, Terry. Oh, I'll get that jacket. Hi, guys.
Hi. Are you busy?
Yeah, Jack just made a mess on the floor.
I had a poodle like that.
Would you all excuse me?
Okay. Now we stop them from moving. Remember, be subtle.
Gotcha. Subtle.
Don't put so much in this time, Jack. Okay.
So, Janet, what's new?
Well, as a matter of fact...
I gotta talk to you alone right away.
What?
Well, are you coming with me or not?
Okay, Mr. Furley.
Excuse me, pal. I gotta finish this up.
Yeah, sure, pal.
That's no good.
Eh, maybe.
What?
Nothing. Just go on with your packing. I'll work out this bus schedule.
What schedule?
To get Janet from your new house to work. Yeah. But don't let me bother you. Just go ahead with your packing. I'll work it out.
What are you talking about?
Let me see. This is not gonna be easy. She could take the number 27 and change for the 83. Yeah, that's the best way. Of course, it'll take her about an hour and 45 minutes to get to work.
Let me see that.
You know, coming home will be a lot different, though. It'll be pitch black. Yeah, what the heck? She can take a judo class.
Judo class? Wait a minute, Larry, hang on a second.
What? She's only doing it to make you happy.
Wait a minute.
Forget it. I'm not even supposed to mention it. Don't ask me any more questions.
If it concerns Janet and me, I have a right to know.
Okay. Fact is, Janet doesn't want to move at all.
What?
She's only doing it so you can get your gourmet kitchen.
Why didn't she say something to me about this?
Does a friend tell a friend when she's making a sacrifice?
So Jack will have to take the number 6 bus to the number 23 and then change at Piedmont. Oh, it'll take him hours.
Mr. Furley, that can't be right. What? Look at this. The 91 goes straight through.
Give me that.
Oh, what's the difference? You just get me so frazzled when I think of you, well, of Jack moving just because of you.
What? Jack moving because of me?
Yeah, the only reason he's doing it is so you can have your backyard.
Well, Mr. Furley, wait a minute. If Jack didn't want to move, he would have said something to me.
He didn't want you to know.
What do I do?
Look,
what can I say to her?
All right, look, you just say, Janet, I'll do whatever it takes to make you happy.
Thanks, pal.
Oh, Mr. Furley. Oh, Jack, I want to ask you something.
Janet, I just want you to know that I will do whatever it takes to make you happy.
Oh, my God, Mr. Furley, you were right. Gee, thanks for telling me.
Somebody had to.
Okay. Mission accomplished.
Great.
Where's Jack?
In the bedroom.
I'm almost through in here.
2 down, 1 to go. You first.
Excuse me, Jerry. I have to tell you something.
What?
You're not telling her anything. But if Jack and Janet wanted her to know, they'd tell her themselves.
Tell me what?
That Jack and Janet don't want to move.
What?
I thought you weren't going to say anything.
It slipped out. I'm sorry.
You two are not making any sense.
Well, they're only doing it because of you.
I don't understand.
No, look. Their whole life is here. But they know how much this house means to you.
And they don't want to lose you.
Oh, I feel terrible.
You should. Ralphie?
It's working.
Yes. But we got to keep them apart so they don't compare notes, right?
Right.
Right. So the minute we get them down to your place, keep them occupied, and then you give your phony speech about violating the lease.
Yeah. I'll have them eating out of the palm of my hand.
Oh, Jack, I think you're wonderful.
Oh. Hey, I'm not wonderful. Janet's the one who's wonderful.
Oh, stop. I love you guys.
And we love you too.
Listen, guys. I think we should have a talk.
Oh, no, you shouldn't.
What?
What?
It's party time. Yeah. Yeah, I'm throwing a big Bon Voyage party downstairs for you. We're going to have fun.
Mr. Furley, I'm not really in the mood.
Yeah,
you know,
me either.
I have to go to work.
Hey, come on, you guys. You can't let him down like that. Man's gone to a lot of trouble, a lot of expense for you.
Well,
I suppose if you put it. All right, it's settled. It's party time.
Yeah.
Let's go. We're out of here.
Okay.
Come on, kids.
Yeah. I'll be right there. I just got to call the hospital. Tell them I'm going to be late.
Wilshire Memorial Emergency. Oh, hi, Terry.
Hi, Marge. I'm going to be a little bit late. Is that okay?
Don't worry about a thing, Terry. I'll cover for you.
Thanks. You are a doll. All righty. Bye-bye.
Have you seen Terry?
I just spoke to her. She's going to be a little late.
Well, I'm afraid I have some bad news for her. She can't stay in my Laguna house. I'm not going to Europe after all.
Oh, what a shame. Do you want me to get her for you?
Yes, please. And give her that message.
Coward.
No, there's just the thing that was interesting.
All right, everybody, more champagne.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Furley.
Thanks, RF.
Okay.
Great.
You sure are throwing some party, Mr. Furley.
Well, why not? After all, I may never see you again.
Oh, Mr. Burley.
How am I doing?
They're almost ready for the kill.
You guys, I think we better talk about the house. Oh, I've been thinking. What's so important about a backyard?
Listen, Janet, I know you didn't want me to find this out, but I gotta tell you.
What?
Time for the speech. Quiet, everybody! Mr. Furley would like to say a few words straight from his heart. Say it just the way I wrote it.
Janet, Terry, Jack.
The party's over.
Yes, it was a wonderful party every day with three wonderful friends who warmed the cockles of my heart. But now you're leaving, and I'll be left with nothing but cold cockles. But don't worry about breaking your lease, an illegal act.
I can't go on with this.
Janet, Jack, Terry, I feel like I'm losing part of my family. I don't know what I'll do without you. I better get that. I think of all the times you've made me smile, and now I know I'll never smile again.
Well, hello.
Mr. Furley, this is Sheila Ashton.
Terry told me about the apartment, and I am interested.
So am I.
Mr. Furley.
I think that's our phone. I'm going to go get it. I'll be right back.
Can I offer you a little of the old bubbly?
Mr. Furley, your speech.
Oh, yes. I am the landlord of this building. I'll be at your service.
Not to her, to them.
Oh, would you excuse me a second, Sheila? Janet, Jack. You know, I've always been your friend. So, if you want to go, go.
Wait a second. He's hysterical. He doesn't even know what he's saying. Well, you just saw him just a second ago. I mean, the man was so brokenhearted, he couldn't even continue. He's lost his will to live. Well, just look at him. And look how bravely he's hiding it. So, my friends, I implore you, for his sake, stay.
We're not moving!
I must be magic.
Hospital. Yeah? Dr. Benson's not going to Europe.
That's a relief.
Oh, I've got to change my mind.
Wait a minute. Did you say you're not moving?
That's right, Mr. Furley, we're not.
Well, you know, you convinced us. We didn't want to break up our family. Pop.
I better go.
No, not so fast. Larry, isn't your lease up next month?
I can't get over those guys. Can you believe Larry and Furley putting us on like that?
Yeah, the way they sneaked around lying and conniving just to keep us from moving.
Yeah. Sure is nice to know you're wanted, huh?
Yeah.
It would have been nice to have a hot tub, though.
Well, oh, come on, Jack. What's a hot tub? It's just like taking a bath. Yeah.
With one important difference. You can take a hot tub with friends.
Well, you could still do that, Jack. I mean, you have two willing friends right here who love you.
I do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll go start the tub.
Okay. We'll go get your friends.
Huh?
Larry and Mr. Furley.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.